Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back to the reveal.
My gosh, we have had such a journey. And you know what? We were just, my name is Bianca Reyna. I always forget to say my name. I am the co-host of the reveal show on with my co-host, Deborah Hawkins. And we were just talking about how, you know, we haven't even started the official original launch date from when we first started the reveal back in March and how much of a journey this has truly, truly been. And today, you know, we're preparing for a interview that we're doing on another person's big summit. And they wanted us to talk a little bit about how to start a podcast and, you know, what goes into that. But I think that, you know, one of the fun things that we wanted to bring to you today is, you know, why would you even want to start a podcast? And, you know, what are some of the things that we have learned on this journey and maybe a couple pitfalls to avoid? And with that, I'll let Deborah say hi to everyone.
Hi, everyone. We're so glad to be with you. Bianca and I have been just having a pre-conversation before we jumped on, and this is, it's such a passionate topic for us because this really has been a journey for us. And, you know, now we have people asking us, you know, how did you do it? Come talk to our audience about, you know, how you've done it and how did you do it so quickly. So, you know, tonight we're just going to kind of reflect back on, how to create, if you're interested in doing a podcast, a series, you know, how you can do it and how you can do it with ease. So, yeah,
yes.
I mean, we're super excited about all this. So where do you want to start, Lee? I mean, this is...
So let's start from, you know, I think you mentioned to me, and I'm going to bring this all the way back around, you know, how did we get into this whole game? Like, I mean, we're also talking a little bit about how, and we are talking about how to elevate your client attractor factor, right? So that you're reaching more people. And we knew how to do this by reaching more people all over the globe and really bringing a message about, you know, getting free and really putting their message out to the world. And that's truly our passion. But, you know, how did we kind of come together and how did all this jazz?
Well, you know, and I love that you said that because there's a lot coming to me around that I want to share with the audience. But, you know, first of all, Bianca and I, and many of you have heard this story, but, you know, I mean, we love reminiscing about it because, you know, it started a long time ago and we were working in the same industry and we worked together for other people doing exactly what we do now. And, every so often, you know, we'd have an opportunity to have a conversation alone or by ourselves, and it always came up that, you know, we both had this real desire and longing to create on our own. And it would come up every time, you know, we had an opportunity to talk. And that happened actually for several years. And, maybe we'd sat on the golden egg long enough and, you know, it was ready to be birthed last year. But, you know,
right?
you asked a great question, and that is, you know, about getting started. And here's the thing, Bianca and I talked about it a couple years before we got started. So we actually had the technical know-how of what to do because we've been doing it for years. But now this is where some people might not be, you know, completely aware. You can have the technical know-how. If the mindset is not there, if the belief that it can be created is not there, well, then that's why we continue to shelf things. You know, we talked about this before. You could have, you know, the greatest manual, the greatest programs in the world, and many of us do. Between Bianca and I, we've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on trainings, but that doesn't mean that that's going to get you through the door or that that's going to get you on the air, right?
Correct.
You may have the information, you know, the like the hardwired information to do it.
Yeah.
But there, you have to have a level of desire, of willingness, of letting go of attachments and judgment. And it's really that mindset of being willing to say, you know what, I'm stepping out. I'm willing to be seen. I'm willing to screw up, you know, which we certainly understand about that. I'm willing to move out into the world with this gift that I want to give the world and, you know, without such attachment to, you know, once I get it out there, you know, how it's going to perform or, you know, what it's going to do.
Right.
So, you know, I think that I never thought I would answer the question that way, and I'm so glad you ask it, because you can have all the technical know-how in the world, but it takes way more than that to get your gifts out there. And so specifically, you know, talking about, you know, podcast and, you know, so let's just go with that. You know, say you want to start a podcast. Well, you know, what is that going to do for you? You know, and first of all, as you know, Leonk and I wanted to create because, number one, we have, both of us naturally have a burning desire to share information with other people. We love doing that. We love sharing, you know, new thoughts, new information, maybe old information that, you know, that we tweaked a little bit to help people get it in a deeper way. We love sharing information. If you love sharing information to people, that's a great reason to start your podcast. Another would be if you want to be an expert at something, you know, creating your own podcast and inviting people on, you know, to talk about particular topics, you know, eventually, you know, it ends up showing you as the expert.
Right. You know, so I think that, like, a lot of people are, they know deep down inside that they are the expert, but they just really haven't set themselves apart in the industry to, you know, show the rest of the industry, you know, what their knowledge is, or what, you know, what is that special something that, you know, you, maybe you're a chiropractor and you have a different way of doing something, or maybe you just, you have a really great staff and you know how to run a great, you know, a great office, right? That's
absolutely
something else that sets you out as an expert. So I think that a lot of people deep down inside, they know how to do what they do well. And this is just a great way to create a platform, right?
Right. And I, you know, and I think in general, there are so many people right now that want to not only just work in the world, but make a contribution. I think there are millions of people that want to share what they know or what they're learning or what they want to know. You know, the other thing is, if you are interested in a specific subject and you just really want to dive into it, well, having a podcast on that is a way for you to fulfill, you know, that knowledge and that information, and it could just be for enjoyment. I mean, there may be a topic that you really love and want to know more about, and that would be another reason, you know, to start it. And then, of course, the big reason that many people do, and, you know, that's just, it comes with it, is that, you know, when you start doing your own podcast, you naturally, organically grow a list. So let's talk about that for a minute. If you're wanting to get your message out into the world, well, if that's your desire, you want to help a whole lot of people, then you've got to have an audience who wants to hear it.
You got to reach a whole lot of people, right?
You've got
to
reach a whole lot of people. And,
I mean,
you know,
and
podcasts.
It's a commercial on television, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, if they want to reach a ton of people, they're gonna have to go to a place where they can reach a ton of people.
And, you know, and podcasts are an easy way for you to begin to, you know, grow a list. I mean, some people literally start with none, you know. And, you know, after a while, I mean, depending on how you market yourself, and, you know, maybe marketing might be another call, but, you know, it's, and marketing yourself is way more easy than anyone would ever think. You know, you can partner with other people and combine your lists. I mean, you know, you can do things organically, like Leonka and I have, you know, done local media to talk about our podcast or our list. I mean, there's all kind of different ways. It's not anything hard to do. And the great thing about it is, I mean, Leonka and I pretty much have it down to a science now where we're, you know, teaching others, you know, step by step, you know, this is how to do it. And along with that comes, I'm sorry, go ahead, Leonka.
Well, another thing I was going to say is that about, you know, the list piece is that, you know, a lot of people feel like marketing is so tough, right? Like, oh, I've got to market myself. I got to get myself out there. And they go plaster a ton of, you know, flyers up and stuff like that. And you know what? I love events. So I'm not talking any, I'm not doubting any, because I think all facets of marketing are very interesting to me. But one of the things that's really cool about a podcast is that people actually invite you in on their mobile device, right? They take your podcast with them to go work out. They've invited you in. And so when you ask them if they want to work with you, you know, when you ask them the question, do you want to continue working with me? You make an offer or, you know, give them the courtesy of having another time to work or connect with you. It's just another way of connecting. And they're actually more excited about receiving that as opposed to just a blanket, you know, someone just marketing to you as opposed to just another sale. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's a second step connection. And so because they've invited your information in, they're already looking for what you have to say.
Absolutely. And, people are, you know, the whole idea of, I think, you know, when it comes down to, networking is more selling yourself, marketing is more selling your business. But I think networking and marketing are two of the biggest fears of anybody out there starting anything up.
Yes.
Wouldn't you say, Leonka? I mean, they like run neck and neck, right? I mean,
yeah, well,
like,
you had me pull myself out there. Yes, yes, yes.
But it goes back to, you know, if you look at your desires and you know, what you want to put out into the world, how you want to contribute, you know, at some point there has to be a choice made that, you know, you are willing to set aside your own judgments and what other people think and just give what you got, you know. I mean, there's always going to be differences of opinion. There may always be, you know, someone who might not agree with your particular opinion, but I've found if you genuinely have something that you want to say to the world or even a group, then people genuinely need to hear it. And
yes.
So, you know, were you going to say something, Lee?
I was going to say, you know, and another thing, too, when you talked about, you know, if you're going to do a podcast on something that a subject that you really want to learn about, you know, one of the things that made it a little bit easier for me, because I tend to shy away from some of the mindset, and I've never tried to make myself out to be any type of girl in that guru in that arena, but it was really fun to be able to interview other people and be able to provide a new platform and a different way for people who did have that type of information to come on our show and share their information too, because, you know, there could have been a reason why someone else needed to hear it as well. So, you know, even if you tend to feel like you want to shy away from any parts of it, you know, there's definitely different ways, and you can do the research by interviewing other people as well.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And, you know, that brings up a good point. You know, when you're interviewing other people, it really takes the spotlight off you, you know, because, pretty much anyone can come up with a list of questions and, you know, do enough research to, you know, to have a conversation or even a short conversation with another expert. So, you know, if you're feeling like, you know, you're still a little shy or, you know, putting yourself out there, then interviewing someone else is a perfect way to get your feet wet and to really begin to build your confidence as far as, you know, speaking on air. Now, you know, like Leonka and I mean, we've gotten to the point where, you know, I mean, we just can get, you know, we love to get on and talk about what we like to talk about. You know, we've really evolved.
Yes.
I mean, you know, we pick our own topics, and, of course, you know, many times they come from suggestions from you. But, you know, when we started out, you know, we really learned by doing interviews. And it basically means that, you know, on podcasts where you do interviews, you know, you're not carrying the interview, really. I mean, you're basically asking the questions. You don't have to reveal anything about you. Yeah, you're just being curious.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
You're coming from a place of curiosity, and I think that a lot of times, didn't you feel like a lot of times the speakers were really kind of excited about that? Because, I mean, we were authentically coming from a place of, hey, you know, how does this work, or how do you feel about this? And we were not afraid to kind of, you know, hold the space for different topics as well. So, you know, we would always tell our audience, you know, hey, this is the opinions of, you know, our interviewers, and we always try to bring you a diverse group of topics and suggestions for what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of also helped to edge us and to kind of ease us into the whole world of podcasting. And it was fun as well.
Well, and, you know, I think also, you know, we always came, you know, brought a different perspective because we were not new at it. You know, we had, even though we were not actually doing the interviews before, we were working for people behind the scenes that were doing the interview. We were doing all the other, you know, everything that goes along with it, you know, I mean, booking the speakers and, you know, doing the communications and doing the media and everything behind the scenes. You and I were doing all that. We just weren't doing the actual interviews, right? So I think we bring a special flavor or special sauce you know, to the whole podcast world, because by the time Leonka and I decided that we wanted to do it and to interview people, you know, we had been in the world of that long enough to know we wanted to ask different kinds of questions. We wanted it to be a different feel. And we succeeded in that because we, you know, so many times, remember, Leonka, we would have feedback from our listeners say, I've listened to this speaker, you know, for 3 years, but I've never heard them reveal what they revealed on your show. And we would even have speakers say, wow, I that was great. I've never talked about that before. So, you know, I think because we had been in the industry, even though we had not done the interviewing, you know, we were coming at it already with a different perspective of something maybe more unusual or more appealing or more out of the box than what we had been hearing. Yeah.
Right, right, right. And you know what? So what's exciting about that, and the reason why we share that with everyone, is because, you know, it doesn't always have to look like what everybody else is doing. So if you've got an idea, if you've got a little bit of a format, if you just put down your ideas and your thoughts, I bet you could come up with a really fun and different show that will be even more well-received, right? And so it's just really – the podcast industry is so new that really people are just – are able to kind of just try new things out. And there's really not a whole one size fits all. Now, there are certain things you want to do, you know, in its sequence to make sure that it is successful. But I do believe when you're coming up with content, when you're establishing yourself and thinking, am I really the expert that should be talking about this? Do not be afraid to kind of just step out there with something that you think might be different, new, and fun.
I love that you said that, and especially you brought up the fun factor, because I think that it, well, I don't think, I actually know that's been much of our success is Leonka and I love to have fun. And I think, you know, when you open the door and, you know, let yourself you know, see that, I mean, podcasts, there's no, like, perfect, you know, all it is different personalities talking to different people, having conversations with different people.
Yes.
That's really
yes.
all it is. And when you show up and allow your own fun factor in, which Leonka and I have done that, and when you add, then you allow your own personality in to the podcast, you know, that's when, you know, people really notice and, you know, people have a good time. And, you know, if you're having a good time, other people are going to have a good time. And, you know, Leonka and I have, just because of who we are and who we've evolved to be, you know, we push the edges a little bit, you know, we push the envelope. That's kind of who we are. And, you know, that's the great thing about doing a podcast is you can do it the way you want to do it. I mean, we teach people the structure of it, but basically you fill in the spots with your personality, your fun, your format, you know, the flavor and the, you know, and just the ideas and the concepts that you want people to get out of it. And that's what makes podcasts so, you know, that's why they're everywhere now. You know, they're on every, you know, everybody's jogging down the road, you know, listening to a podcast, you know.
And it's one of the fastest growing mediums that's actually invited, that moves with you. Like I said that earlier, but, you know, it's one of the fastest growing mediums and a quick way to reach a ton of folks. And I know I cut you off from talking about, you know, differentiating yourself. But it's, I don't know, I just get excited about talking about it. Go ahead.
Well, and it's great, yeah, because in this format, you can literally be as in the box or out of the box as you want to be. You know? I mean, there's no limits, really, because, you know, once you, you know, if you're interested and once you start looking, you know, into this world, you know, it's really fun, and it's really nothing more than connecting, you know, with another person around a conversation and then inviting an audience in and having a good time. It's kind of like a party on the line, you know.
It really is.
I mean, Leonka and I show up and, you know, we do this every week, and, you know, I can honestly say that, you know, we can be tired from our day or, you know, what's going on or whatever, but, you know, we jump on and, you know, we do these podcasts for you, and it's, you know, maybe I should stop saying we do it for them. Maybe we do it for us, Leonka.
Woo!
Right? I mean,
right?
No, that is our intention. That's always been our intention, is to do it for other people and, you know, to help them create what they want in the world. But the reality is we're the ones always getting fed from it. And I love that. I mean, I love that.
Right. And so the other reality of that is because we know that we're doing, you know, what we were called to do. And this is just one of the other platforms that we use to do that, right? To share a message with people, to bring them really great speakers, to get them wherever their stuckiness is. Because of these are the same tools and techniques that we've used in our lives, right? And so we're just so thrilled whenever we're able to do that on this type of platform that just, you know, I mean, thousands of people have listened in and commented, and we're so grateful. But, you know, we're so excited to be able to do that because, yes, it does feed our soul as well, because we know we are doing our life's work. And I guess that's the reason why we want to share this with you as another way to reach more people, because I believe that so many people, you know, we had a chiropractor that talked to us the other day and said, you know, I really thought about, you know, doing a podcast. I have some really great things that I want to share, and I've kind of gotten some new techniques that I, you know, really think that I could share with a lot more other people that want to hear about this, and things that people, you know, just everyday people could do at home to free their lives or to make their lives, you know, feel or be better.
Absolutely.
I mean, it could be anything, right? It could be, you could do a podcast on any topic, Or maybe you just have a book series that you just want to share with the world. I mean, there is so many indefinite ways. I mean, I don't know if I said that right, but so many different ways to share your podcast on various different topics. And it's, I think it's much easier than people think.
Well, and you know the other thing, Leonka, I mean, when people have an idea or a plan of reaching many people in the world, I think a podcast can be a great stepping stone to, you know, getting your feet wet and being able to, you know, talk on air and talk to other people and get comfortable with, you know, not having a script and being able to talk about the wisdom that, you know, right there in their mind. I mean, you know, you and I have been able to do that. And I think it's a stepping stone to do other things. If you're interested in doing video, if you're interested in doing, you know, other film or, you know, putting yourself out there on stage, you know, podcasts can be the perfect starting point if you know that you eventually want your product, yourself, whatever it is, out there in a big way, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think another thing, too, Deborah, you know, if you could tell anyone, you know, what is something else that's super juicy that you've gotten from, that you didn't think that would be, like, on the benefits line from doing the podcast, you know, from really stepping out there? I actually have two questions. I'm going to ask the first one first. The first one was, what silly thing did you have that was holding you back that you felt like you kind of just, you had to either squash it or remove it or whatever, clear it, to doing the podcast? I think that might come up for a lot of people.
Well, yeah, you know, what comes up when you say that, I think the first thing would be, you know, I knew I wanted something different, and I wanted it to be fun, and I wanted to be me. And yet there was a part of me that had judgment about, well, I don't know, you know, if I should say that on air, if I don't know if I should reveal that about myself, or what would people think, or, you know, that might not sound professional, or they might make a judgment about me. And so what I've learned along the way is it's a way more fun just to be me. It's way more fun to say what I'm thinking. You know, I mean, you know, even along the way, I can remember, you know, the first time I think I let out a cuss word, and I was mortified on one of our calls.
This is a reveal show.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, now we just kind of let them fly whenever we want to. But, you know, I think you know, that first thing is how much fun it is when you give yourself permission to be you and show up and show up without all the filters, without all the, ooh, let me make sure, you know, they think that I'm this way or that way, you know. When we show up and be ourselves, we really do give other people permission to do that. And I think that's why people have been so attracted to our shows, because, you know, along the way we've become more and more confident in, you know.
And a little fringe.
And
I'm right there with you with, you know, with some of the stuff that was wanting me to hold back, like, you know, what would my, you know, my old colleagues think? You know, what are they going to think when I'm talking about some of these?
Or even,
you know,
family.
Right? In-depth some of conversations. Our... Right.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And having it. And so what you're, you know, and then through this time doing the podcast, we really realized, and what I hear you say, is that, you know, letting our kind of fringe out, right, untying our hair and kind of just letting, you know, letting it get where it goes, right, letting it organically go where it goes. And not saying that everyone has to do that, but putting our differentiating factor on it was actually one of the fun things.
Yeah. What is it they say, you know, letting your freak flag fly or whatever. That's hard to say, actually. have just had the absolute best time over the last year. In the beginning, it's, little by little, letting ourselves out of the bag, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and not trying to be perfect, and
mm-hmm.
being willing to screw up or,
mm-hmm.
There were times. Remember one time, Leonka, we showed up. I hit the wrong button. You let me run the controls for God's sakes, and we were silent the entire. We had all these people trying to listen, and somebody texted and said, "All I'm hearing is sleepy music."
We still make that joke today.
We do. So.
And you can imagine the embarrassment that we were feeling, but at the same time.
We were interviewing someone, remember?
Yes.
I think we did.
Yes, and she was a really high-profile someone, and, we were full on into the interviews, and we had the questions great, and, we were fired up. I think we were almost, down to the last half of the show and didn't realize that we were broadcasting live, that they were listening to sleepy music. But that's how you roll. You get up, you show up, right? So we had our next one, and this was right when we were doing three interviews a week, right when we launched. And, we had the... a little bit tail between our legs, that's fine. We called up the person that we interviewed and say, hey, we, didn't quite get the first time down. But you know what? Great. We got a great practice run. We get to do it again. And the next day we even showed up with our next interview, just head held high, right? Like just have fun with it and called ourselves out. And I think that the public, the people, they really rally for each other, right? Like, everybody kind of really rallies for you. If you just show up and you say, hey, sorry about that, everyone kind of roots for everyone. We all want to see, deep down inside, we want to see each other do well. And that's what we experience. And, in fact, people said that we've had some of the best interviews, despite the fact that we had some of our fumbles.
Some of our best interviews, according to our audience, actually had some of the biggest blunders. But I think that our audience still embraced everything because we were being authentic and we weren't trying to be perfect, And when something did go wrong, we were willing to show up and, do what we needed to do and redo it. And, little by little, we just continued to gain more and more confidence. So, now if there's a glitch, we don't beat ourselves up. It is what it is, and we move right on. I think that's a big factor in being willing to start a podcast and put yourself out there. And really, it's really a life lesson. It's in anything. It's taking
mm-hmm.
yourself off the hook about being perfect, right? No matter what
mm-hmm.
you're doing.
Wow.
Because that immediately takes the pressure off.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to go back to one other thing, which I think is really, really important if you're interested in creating a podcast, and that is you are creating a list when you do a podcast. You're creating a following. So, at any point, if you wanted to do something like a live event or something big, you've got an immediate audience who could be possibly interested in that. So,
can you define list, Deborah, just a tiny bit more? Because some people
sure,
don't
yeah.
understand what that means. What does that mean?
Well, there are many people who start podcasts specifically just to grow a list. And by list, I mean having a certain amount of followers. And if you're interested in putting yourself a product, a book, a launch, doing a live event, it's critical that you have that list of people who are following you, who are listening to you.
And And you know what? I think the word followers kind of gets diluted a little bit because we think about, like, Instagram followers, people who don't really, you know, they just show up. They don't really, like, know what you're actually doing. These are people who are showing up on your podcast. They're showing up.
They're taking their time. Their time.
Right.
Yeah.
They go through the information. They rally behind you. I mean, they rally with you. You rally with them. They are people who've given you a little bit of access to maybe their first name or their email address so that you can enter their world a couple of times and tell them when the podcast is on again or when your next live event will be. I do get that people understand what the word followers means, but I think that when you say, like, I almost say, you know, the word tribe, I know that's been thrown around a lot too, but it's really about the peeps who are just right in there with you, right? Your vibe attracts your tribe, and so they're just right in there with you, and they're inspired by the things that you've provided, or they really resonated with some of the speakers that you've had on before.
Yeah, and you know, that's so true. And the other thing, as you're talking about, you know, your tribe or the people that who are listening, it's also a great way for them because on many podcasts and in many interviews, you know, people can come on and ask real-time questions and get great advice and great insight. As you know, on our series last year, I mean, we had people who would show up on the call, and with some of our, amazing thought leaders and the people we interviewed, I mean, it was almost like them having a coaching session, with our people, because they would answer questions, or they might, you know, coach someone right there, or do a laser session, you know, right on the spot. But, I mean, that's another benefit to your listeners. And the more that people realize that, you know, wow, you know, I can get my questions answered about this topic. You know, mm-hmm. I can find out more about this, or, you know, there's something I don't understand I want more information about. I mean, the ability to show up and ask a question or send a question in and get it answered, I mean, that's gold for listeners,
mm-hmm.
you know. And,
mm-hmm.
and many times it's like, you know, free sessions, free time with some of these experts.
Right, right.
You know, that's incredible.
And I think I cut you off, Deborah. I'm so sorry. But you had gone back to, and I wanted to kind of talk about, like, define what a list or followers really meant. But you were talking about the benefit of having a list. You know, why is that important? You were kind of talking about, like, whenever, you know, you put out a live event or you put out, you know, you have this, and I'll let you finish.
Well, I think if you want to put out anything in the world and create it and put it out there for others to use in some way, you've got to have people, it's like, you know, if Walmart didn't have any customers, well, you know, I mean, it's like having customers, actually. It's like having a tribe, you know, a group of people that are interested in what you're doing. So if you do have, highly interested, yes. So, I mean, there are some people who might be interested in just doing a podcast just because maybe they want to learn, you know, more about it or because it's, fun for them. But the majority of people start out with podcasts because they actually do want to grow an audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if Oprah didn't have an audience.
People who want to hear and,
exactly.
and who also resonate with them, right? Where you're
right,
not just
yeah.
trying to jump in front of her, hey.
Yeah, and exactly. And, you know, I mean, different people, it's different strokes for different folks. I mean, you know,
right.
There are, you know, people that are attracted to all different kinds of podcasts. You know, there are some, you know, that are just around gluten-free food or, you know,
mm-hmm.
some around parenting. You know, so, I mean, some around biz. I mean, the topics are as varied as you could possibly imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And you know, people are at a point in their life where, you know, people don't sit down and read books like they used to. People don't even, you know, sit down and listen to books on tape anymore like they used to. People want small snippets of information in a small amount of time that are that's powerful, that they can digest and go on with their day. Because let's face it, isn't that true?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that.
No,
and,
but yes.
I mean, we don't have time. I mean, you know, like you and I know years ago when people were doing, you know, internet interviews, I mean, it would be like 2 hours, you know.
Right.
No
right,
one
right, right.
has 2 hours of their day anymore to listen. I mean, it's just not, you know, it's not.
Right, right, right. We're moving so much faster, and there's
we're
so
moving
much
too
information
fast
out.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, our technology.
Which is a great thing.
Know,
it's fine. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, and so we want small bites of information that's powerful that we can use and hear and benefit from in a small amount of time, right? And and that's another reason why, you know, people are so attracted to podcasts. And people, you know, again, the idea is creating a tribe. So that if you do at some point want to put out a product or go deeper with the information that you're giving people, or people are asking for more, you have this audience that is ready, prepared, and waiting for more of you, for more of you and your information.
Yay,
yeah.
Right? And that's fun, right, because you don't have to struggle. When you ask them to or invite them to learn more from you, because they're already wanting to, they're already a part of your world. You're just inviting their invitation to come inside and play.
Absolutely.
You want to hang out for longer? I have something that you know I can share
exactly.
with you. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. You want more? I got more. You know. You want to go deeper? Okay, we can go deeper. But the great thing in starting out with a podcast is, first of all, letting people know who you are and letting people know that you're there. And, I mean, Leonka and I, you know, we listen to many different podcasts about many different topics. And, you know, it's just a great way to educate yourself about things you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I think you and I have discovered, I mean, it's just becoming the way of, you know, the way people are getting their information. You know, even TED Talks now, I don't know if you've noticed.
Yep.
I mean, they're rarely longer than 15 minutes, you know, 20 at the max. And more and more, they're like 8 minutes long, you know.
Yeah, so are we getting close to our time?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we are. Speaking of, well, I know here's the problem, though, Leonka. You and I could just, like, talk on and on for days. So, we do have to be aware of the time for other people. But, you know, Leonka and I are first of all, I mean, we love doing
passionate.
What we do. I know you know.
Yeah.
We're very passionate.
Yeah.
And we're so excited about helping other people create what they want in the world. And we've discovered that one of those things is podcasts. We've discovered so many of our listeners and the people who actually take their time to listen and follow us are interested in creating their own podcast. So if that's something you're interested in, stay tuned. We're going to be talking. We've got people coming to us now wanting us to teach them how to do it. So if that's something you're interested in, we'll be getting more information out about that. So... anything else
and
you want
to... Yeah, and you know, and we're always going to be sharing other ways to, you know, to elevate your attractor factor. But your client, I would say attractor factor because, you know, Deborah and I are natural connectors. And we can talk about that, what that means later. But what that means is that, like, you know, we have this ability that we've been able to just really connect in lots of different places, and we're so happy to do that. And so one of the ways that we realize that a lot of people want to expand their business is by, you know, reaching their clients in the places that they want to be reached. And we just have this really great passion for podcasting because that is one of the mediums where people just invite you in. And, you know, so we'll be talking about other ways to elevate that in other episodes. But we just wanted to share this with you today, and we're, you know, we're excited that you came and hang out with us for today. And, you know, we'll see you soon. We won't keep you much longer.
And if you've got questions about this, you know, or if this has sparked your, you know, your imagination about, you know, what, if this is something that you're interested in, you know, we're always, as Leonka says, you know, questions are hot, comments
mm-hmm.
are hot, feedback
mm-hmm.
is hot.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
We love interacting with you and bringing you this information. So if you have any questions about any of this or comments, just you can reach us at Deborah@DeborahHawkins.com.
Well, with that, guys, we love, love, love that you always show up with us, and thank you for this journey of a podcast with us. Big hugs to you. And with that,
we will see you next
goodnight.
Week. Same time, same station, next week.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, good night.
The moderator has left the conference.